What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Matt Weirich. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing well, man. Loved your article yesterday on Sam Basayo. I agree with you. He's ready, but the Orioles aren't ready for him. Why is that, Matt?
Well, I think there's no doubt that his bat would play up here at the major league level. And I don't think anyone is trying to argue that Samuel Basayo isn't one of the Orioles' 26 best players. You know, there's no doubt that if he comes up and even scrapes the surface of what is his really lofty ceiling, he can provide a boost for this team, especially when it has a catching tandem of Jacob Stallings and Alex Jackson. But you know, the Orioles are taking the long view here. They see a 20-year-old Dominican catcher is trying to break into the major leagues, a feat that has been done very few times before, at a position that he's only played 36 games at the AAA level and one of the hardest positions at that in all of baseball. That isn't just about defense, but working a pitching staff and still having to hit on top of it. So they're looking at what he'll be able to do down the line. There's obviously the compensation aspect of it, where they could get a draft pick if he has rookie eligibility next year. So it's a convoluted situation, but certainly at a point where the team is trying to fight for a wild card spot, trying to stave off any kind of talk of selling, this is a big sacrifice for them to not call him up at this point.
What about his defense? This is like, I hear he's as bad as major league ready, but you mentioned the games played, not very many. Strong arm, but doesn't frame pitches well. All the things you hear about catchers. He just has some real flaws in handling a pitching staff that is kind of in flux right now with all these guys out. How big a negative is that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is his game calling, honestly, that they're working on. Obviously, his work behind the plate has some ups and downs. He's super athletic. I mean, he plays first base, and you can see him doing the splits on some of his picks. He has that athleticism to play both positions, and the strong arm makes him a threat against base runners. But yeah, you mentioned his pitch framing. That's something that's been discussed. But I think it's really the game calling and managing a pitching staff that is where they feel like he really needs to develop more. You know, being a guy who's 20 years old, learning English as a second language, and only started playing catcher at 16, 4 years ago, this is all still a bit new for him, especially in that regard. And, you know, he's never faced an opposing pitcher who's younger than him. He is the youngest player in all of AAA and would be the youngest player in the major league. So he really is still green in so many ways.
Hey, as far as tonight's pitcher, what can you tell me about Brandon Young and what you've seen from him? Is this a guy that maybe we can expect to see more of in the future, or do you kind of feel like he's getting an opportunity because of where they are with injuries?
Yeah, you know, I think he's definitely one of the three young pitchers that the Orioles have their eye on the 40-man roster as guys that like to get into these kinds of opportunities between him and Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. And for Young, you know, he's a guy who added two more pitches over the offseason to try and stick as a starter. It's certainly been how the Orioles have tried to keep him. They're giving him opportunities to do that. I do think that his pitch sequencing as he gets deeper into starts maybe needs to be a little bit more varied from just what I've been able to tell. A guy who, you know, hasn't really been able to get through five innings yet. So it's going to be about getting deeper into starts, being efficient, and not letting, you know, 20 pitch innings become 30 pitch innings, which to this point has been maybe the biggest issue.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com joins us. Matt, all the guys done in a role where he's supposed to be a backup is bat 274, 10 home runs, OPS of 851. While everyone is screaming about Jackson Holliday, you think Ramon Laureano could be one of the Orioles' biggest snubs?
Yeah, I mean, look, the outfield is definitely going to be a tough nut to crack in the American League. George Springer is probably the top guy to get a nod if there is an injury. But Laureano, despite the fact that he missed some time with some injury, second highest WAR on the team, only behind Gunnar Henderson. And he's been fantastic in the field. He has the second most outfield assists in the American League, 850 at OPS for a guy with 2+ WAR. Only four outfielders, I'd say, in the whole American League have an 850 OPS and 2+ WAR. That's Aaron Judge, Byron Buxton, Riley Green, and Ramon Laureano. So to be in that grouping right there, I think tells you everything you need to know about how valuable he has been for this Orioles team. And somebody who, you know, with Tyler O'Neill having been out for so long, I think is making things really difficult now in the outfield mix that they've started to get people back healthy.
What do you think of the policy, the broad view policy of the All-Star game, where you can have some really standout players, but if the team sucks, you're only getting one player? I mean, is that really fair? Because you could have two really good players on the baseball team and the team's not going to. And look at Mike Trout. He's suffering forever out there. But you only get one guy. Is that fair to these, the players?
You know, I think that with the All-Star game for MLB, first and foremost, it's an opportunity to show their biggest stars. And if you have two good players on a bad team that's not getting a whole lot of national exposure, you know, it's just quite simply not in MLB's best interest to put guys out there who aren't drawing eyes, who aren't must-see TV, perhaps. Maybe, and not even by a fault of their own, just because of where the team is at. So I do think the Orioles stand a good chance of getting a second guy in. There's a lot of infielders that look like they might be dealing with injury. Jeremy Pena, Brandon Lau, two guys who are hurt right now. Lau might go on the injured list. So that could be an opportunity for either Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Holliday.
Also, Bregman might not be back before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I saw that he's going to do some workouts this week and might skip a rehab assignment. So he might come back this week, but okay. That might not mean he might not play in the All-Star game just because he's just coming off the IL. So certainly opportunities there for those two guys. So they probably stand a good chance. And, you know, I think Felix Bautista has an outside shot as well if a reliever or two go down.
It's awesome to see Bregman go there when he's only played half the games and he's hurt. But, you know, when you look at some of these guys, I do think there will be a few replacements, well, as you sarcasm. Guys are pointing out. Oh, God. The way that these guys vote and some of the players that get put in, it makes you wonder what the hell they're looking at. But we were talking about this yesterday, Matt. I do think there's some friendships and things that go on, making sure the guy gets his all-star appearance to hit this bonus or that bonus, and then he's not going to play in the game, and then somebody else goes. But I was just looking at some of the stuff that you were writing about, and I don't know how much you've been able to see them, but have you been paying attention to what the Blue Jays have been doing? Because they strike out the least in baseball, have the highest percentage of hitting with runners in scoring position, and their starting staff is the same staff they had last year, but they're pitching unbelievably well right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how good the Blue Jays have been when their three biggest additions from the offseason are Max Scherzer, who has been mostly hurt all year, Jeff Hoffman, who I believe has a 5 ERA in the bullpen, and Anthony Santander, who's been out since May. So they basically, all the guys that they had in-house after the year they had last year when they were really grinding through some injuries and maybe some underperformance as well, have just all bounced back. And it just shows that the team that they already had was worth investing in over the offseason when some fans were questioning whether it was a team worth going all in on, a team worth, you know, giving Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a what is it, the equivalent of a Supermax contract. They are a good team. They're a good team that has been around for a while. I think they are hanging on to the end of their window a little bit, and you know, maybe this is what it could be a last gasp for some of those guys who are at the tail ends of their careers, like Kevin Gausman and George Springer. But certainly, I think they're a very dangerous team. And, you know, the AL East, you mentioned that heard right before the segment, the last 40 games, Orioles have one of the best records in the American League. Two teams above them are in the AL East, and that's the Rays and the Blue Jays. So the American League East, even with the Yankees struggling right now, has become one of the hottest divisions in baseball.
There he is, Matt Wyrick. Matt, what are you working on right now for us?
Man, I'm out here all week, so looking forward to this Mets series, another interleague set, and then it'll be Kyle Stowers and Connor Norby coming into town this weekend.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Matt, for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.